After success, find meaning by following 8 practices for direction. Even successful people can face unexpected challenges, like Marcus Persson, the creator of Minecraft. In 2014, at just 35 years old, he sold his company, Mojang, to Microsoft for a staggering $2.5 billion. But instead of being overjoyed with his newfound wealth, Persson struggled with feelings of depression and loneliness, as seen on his Twitter feed. This shows that even with all the money in the world, happiness isn't guaranteed. Need help despite success? It happens. To truly feel fulfilled, you need 3 things. First, find your purpose. It gives you direction and understanding. Second, feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself. It's about belonging and seeing the big picture. Lastly, stay connected with others, friends, family, community. They keep you grounded and supported. So, if you're feeling adrift, check if you've got these 3 covered. Fulfillment comes from having purpose, belonging, and connections. The difference between a meaningful life and a meaningless one. In a TED Talk from March 2014, New York Times writer David Brooks breaks down the contrast between what makes life meaningful and what leaves it feeling empty. He talks about 2 types of virtues, resume virtues and eulogy virtues. Resume virtues are what we achieve and put on paper, like awards or qualifications. They might make us feel good temporarily, but without a deeper purpose, that happiness fades fast. Eulogy virtues, on the other hand, are about the kind of person we are, our character. These virtues stick with us and make us feel fulfilled, especially when they connect to something bigger than ourselves, like helping others. So, while achievements matter, it's the kind of person we become that really counts in the end. To truly live a meaningful life, there are 8 practices you must commit to with dedication. 1. Refine your story's focus. Knowing your own story is crucial for living a meaningful life. If you don't grasp what has influenced you, you might end up following someone else's plan instead of your own. Let's think about how your past shapes your present actions. What did your parents want for you? How do you envision your future? What brings you happiness? Which decisions have been tough, and why? Our thoughts on success and failure often stem from our upbringing and cultural surroundings. Many accept these beliefs without questioning them, but they can lead to regret later on. By taking a step back and looking at things objectively, we can consider if it's time to adopt new viewpoints. 2. Nourish genuine connections for lasting bonds. As people get older, they tend to have fewer friends, which can make life feel less fulfilling. But it hasn't always been like this. Many famous writers and philosophers have thought deeply about the value of friendship. Having close friends is crucial for exploring life and feeling emotionally and intellectually fulfilled. Those who lack genuine friendships often struggle emotionally and mentally. Real friendship isn't about keeping score of favors. When a friend offers support without being asked, it lifts your spirits. The Harvard Grant Study, led by psychiatrist George Valiant, tracked 268 men from Harvard for 75 years, from 1972 to 2004. What they found was simple but profound. Lasting happiness hinges more on genuine connections than on money, career success, or even good health. 3. Adopt gratitude daily for a fulfilling life. In a quest to unveil the secrets of a fulfilling life, Atlanta author Steve Franklin delved into the wisdom of 500 centenarians, all older than 100. His study highlights gratitude, faith, and maintaining connections as paramount. Franklin emphasizes the importance of giving without expecting reciprocation, a principle echoed by further research showing that gratitude promotes better sleep and increased exercise. Additionally, Temple University researchers found that hyper-intensive patients benefited greatly from a gratitude hotline, displaying notable improvements in both physical and mental health. When the vibe at work turns sour, boosting everyone's spirits means adopting a new mindset. Instead of focusing on the bad stuff, try to see the good in things and swap criticism for gratitude. John Gottman, a top expert in relationships, found out that it takes 5 good moments to undo the effect of 1 bad moment. Find strength in gratitude, the story of Lou Gehrig. Even when life throws us curveballs, gratitude can be our secret weapon. Take Lou Gehrig, the baseball legend. When he learned he had ALS, a disease with no cure, he could have sunk into despair. Instead, he stood in Yankee Stadium and thanked his fans. He was grateful for their support, even in the face of his own suffering. It's a reminder that even in tough times, a grateful heart can be a source of strength. Confront your fears with gratitude to conquer them and have confidence in the future. 4. Harbor no ill will, and offer help willingly. The ability to forgive is crucial for personal growth and happiness. Holding on to grudges only distracts from what truly matters in life. Forgiveness, while not always deserved by those who wrong us, is a powerful tool for freeing ourselves from bitterness and resentment. It allows us to focus on our own well-being and honor the humanity in others. A poignant example of this was seen on June 19, 2015, in Charleston, South Carolina, when the families of 9 African-American victims forgave Dylan Roof, a young white supremacist who had taken their loved ones' lives. Despite their immense pain, their act of forgiveness serves as a testament to the strength of the human spirit and the transformative power of forgiveness. Learning forgiveness involves regular practice, starting with small steps. Forgiveness isn't innate, it's a skill acquired through observation and experience, often learned from family dynamics or role models. Unfortunately, not everyone grows up in an environment where forgiveness is commonplace. Some families perpetuate resentment through generations. However, forgiveness is a skill anyone can develop with practice, akin to exercising a muscle. By incorporating forgiveness into daily routines, even those unfamiliar with it can learn to release resentment and find peace. Learn generosity from adults. In a study by psychologist Karen Kaplowitz-Barrett, it was found that kids pick up generosity best when they see grown-ups caring for others. Many teens add nice deeds to their resumes. But if they only do it for college apps, being kind won't really be part of who they are. Even as they approach the end of their lives, elderly people can still seek reconciliation and offer forgiveness. Dr. Vijay Periyakoil, a specialist in caring for the elderly and those nearing the end of life, discovered that many of her patients carried regrets about conflicts in their past, even in their final days. This realization prompted her to start the Stanford Letter Project. The project encourages terminally ill patients to let go of grudges and write letters to mend relationships with those they have become estranged from. It aims to bring closure and peace to their lives before they pass away. 5. Define your view on success and failure succinctly. Understanding success and failure is crucial because they shape our values. Defining these concepts can be tough since they're often influenced by our subconscious. While many equate success with wealth, it's important to widen our view. Success can involve maintaining relationships, making peace, or personal growth through activities like exercise or volunteering. By redefining success, we appreciate a broader range of meaningful accomplishments beyond material wealth. When success is only about money, life feels empty. Real fulfillment comes from linking success to something more meaningful. Feeling insecure can make you doubt yourself, even if you're rich and successful. People realize that constantly wanting more is like chasing a dream. They might say they're doing it for others, but deep down, it's like a mirage. Giving without expecting anything back brings real satisfaction. Those aiming for real change must adopt failure as a crucial part of their journey toward success. Often, it's only when things don't go as planned that people truly understand what's important. Facing challenges head-on is how they learn and grow. 6. Acknowledge risk as vital in life. Most folks think avoiding risks is the way to go. But Margot Bisnow, who studies starting businesses, found something interesting. She discovered that folks who are okay with taking risks often grew up in families that supported them. These families boosted their confidence when they were kids. Don't stress about picking the perfect path. What matters is facing your fears and taking action. You don't have to start your own business or do anything huge to be happy, but it's good to appreciate the value of taking risks. Incorporating a bit of risk into your life can lead to great things. 7. Live an integrated life. Growing up during the Great Depression, people learned to view work as a necessity for survival. Back then, folks didn't consider if their jobs added to their overall quality of life. Fear shaped their attitude towards work. But, it's essential to understand that separating work from the rest of your life can be harmful. Instead, aim to blend all aspects of your life. Recognize that they're all connected, and take a holistic approach. Google encourages its employees to come up with business ideas and gives them time and space to work on them. This boosts morale and motivation among workers. Plus, it benefits the company by bringing in fresh ideas to use. 8. Define your impact succinctly. At Oxford University's Corpus Christi College, there's a bench with a small engraving dedicated to Russell Crockford. The inscription reads, "He did all that he could." When you give everything you've got to achieve your goals, you leave behind a legacy that motivates others. Young folks often get stuck in the loop of caring too much about what others think on social media. But hey, don't fall for it. Worrying about what everyone else thinks can mess with your happiness. So, ditch that habit of seeking approval from others or stressing over what they say. It's not worth it. Discover your path, reflect and grow. Consider your life in 5-year blocks, reflecting on what you've enjoyed since childhood. Do you prefer working alone or in a team? Do you like hands-on activities? Solving problems? Leading or following? Asking yourself these questions regularly can reveal your strengths and interests, guiding you to find your place and make meaningful contributions to the world. Today, many people, even leaders, feel lost and without purpose. Think of the ancient Greek tale of Theseus, the hero trapped in the labyrinth. Just like him, those adrift in life might need a lifeline to rediscover their path and find meaning and direction in their work and lives. Key points. 1. Success alone doesn't guarantee happiness. Purpose, belonging, and connections are essential for fulfillment. 2. Meaningful life involves refining your personal story and building genuine friendships. 3. Daily gratitude and forgiveness are key to personal growth and emotional well-being. 4. Redefine success beyond wealth and see failure as part of growth. 5. Taking risks is crucial for personal development and discovering new opportunities. 6. Live an integrated life by connecting work with personal values and overall well-being. 7. Reflect on your impact and seek meaningful contributions over seeking approval from others.